Warning, this podcast is no way associated with Fox or the production of Hell's Kitchen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Real Eats. I am Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to give you the inside scoop, all the drama, and break down every single detail and exclusive interview for Hell's Kitchen Season 22, The American Dream. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and here we are about to interview the most recent eliminated contestant from Hell's Kitchen, Renisha. Welcome to The Real Eats. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you all for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So we are so sorry you have been eliminated from Hell's Kitchen, but let's start on a good note. Like, how was the whole experience?
Probably one of the most life-changing things besides my children, like probably one of the greatest things ever happened to me, seriously. Like, aside from marriage and children, yeah, it's trumping those right now. So I'd probably say the best thing that's ever happened to me, actually.
That's amazing. Probably one of the best answers we've ever gotten.
Totally.
Why is that?
All I gotta be honest, well, for one, who really gets the chance to meet Gordon Ramsay when you're serious about, you know, food, right? So to be a chef, to be a culinary graduate, and I'm like, I've always told people I'm gonna meet him because I've always watched the shows. Like, anything he produces, I'm watching it. So from Kitchen Nightmares to Hotel Nightmares to when him and his friends go traveling and go to the different countries, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've always followed him. I've always wanted to just, like, if nothing else, have a master class. And it was like, dang, I was able to do that, like, for free, you know? So a lot of you, you know, you have to spend a lot of money to get close to that man. And it's like, for me to be selected, you know, country girl, and I'm like one of 18 individuals that's competing for a spot under him, like, that's the coolest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
It's amazing. You, I would say that's probably what would make it the best thing. And then especially as much as I love food, like, you don't really get a chance to meet culinary greats like that too often. Like, if you don't get selected to work with them, or it's something that's a, you know, just by chance. Yeah, that's like an honor to, you know, honestly work with somebody like that, for real.
How do you like Carmen?
We're just jumping right in there. It's just like, might as well.
I would see you in when the first couple episodes started, you had a hard time processing her, like the things that she would say, stuff that where she would go. You did your very best to remain patient and calm, and then the Mississippi came out, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, first of all, America really, like, let me can I, if y'all give me a
jump right into it,
then, oh please
process it.
America really is looking at me like I'm some kind of ghetto ratchet person, when it's amazing how many adults get offended by seeing another adult get corrected. First of all, I didn't threaten
her. Never.
No time. I never threatened that lady. I never put my hands on her. But if you know you are BS, and I'm going to call you out on it. Like, a lot of the things she was doing, and it's really sad that, like y'all said, you know, it's a lot of stuff that people don't see. So it's a lot of that, those scenes that you see she and I having exchanges, is kind of chopped up and cut up. So it's like, you know, y'all don't really catch a lot of the little snippy and little zingers, you know, she tried to throw a little action she do. But me, I'm very observant. Again, I have a house full of children, so I'm always watching sneaky stuff. Like, I'm used to sneaky. So it's like, when I'm seeing you doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on you. So, like, most definitely with that brunch challenge, a lot of people's like, well, you know, especially these commenters, these, you know, couch critics, they're like, oh, well, I wouldn't have done that in front of the customers and this. First of all, she just embarrassed us in front of customers. You know, we just lost because of an egg. Our steak beat our egg. There's no way a New York strip should beat an egg.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm upset right now. Like, man, we were about to, like, y'all saw Sammy standing there ready to ring the bell. And it's like, you playing around with this egg. So yeah, it was like that mommy kind of came out too. Cause that's like when your children disappoint you. That's how quick I snap on them. Like, so this is what we doing, you know? So I don't dislike Carmen. But Carmen would be somebody I honestly have to spend a lot more time with. And, like, we really kind of, if we're going to work together, we have to really focus on working together. But one thing I will say about Carmen played the game. You see what I'm saying? Really? Like, you see, she's still there. So, you know, karma's playing the game. So me, I didn't come there with the intentions of playing the game. I just came there to compete and win. Like, you know, if we get cool, we get cool. If we don't, oh, well, we were 17 strangers to each other. You know what I'm saying? So I don't owe you any loyalty. You don't owe me any loyalty. So whatever you get is what you get. So I hate that America views me like that off some edited clips, but hey, yeah, that just lets you know I'm that type of person. Don't play around me. I will call you out.
No, that's how I saw you.
Yeah, when I watched it too, I was like, when I viewed it, I was like, oh no, like Renisha's in the right here. Like I was like, good, because me, Pete and I talked about this like off camera of, I'm like, oh, I can get so non-confrontational that I'm like, I need a Renisha next to me to be like, I got you, girl. Like, I mean, like I'll say the shit that you're too scared to say when this bitch is like not right. doing her job, when she's making excuses, not being accountable.
Well, right out the gate, she like tried to manipulate the situation so that her dish got in front of Gordon. And that was like, that was really off-putting as a viewer watching that. Like, you're in fucking week one at this point. Like, let's cool it with making Gordon see and taste our dish. Like, it's not the best one. Are we playing? What? Why would you even want that to happen, Carmen? Like,
why would you want him to taste your dish? It's not that good.
The funniest shit about that, it wasn't even good. It was like,
right.
So yeah. You're doing all of this. And it was like I said again, that lady plays the game. It's like the whole time, I don't know if y'all can see in the clips, but it's like she's boxing us out. Yes. So it's like a lot of us, she's pushing us back so we don't even taste anything. It's just like, here, look, put mine up here and don't worry about nobody else. It's like mine didn't really get tasted. You see what I'm saying? But I was okay because that made me feel safe. Like I didn't get the worst dish and then I didn't get it right. Put up so we can judge it. So I'm okay with that. But it's just the fact of like, ma'am, you know, and that was another edit that was cut out. You would literally hear me and Sandra telling her, like, we literally said, we was like, damn, move. And so, like, you know, they switching
on camera. Get the fuck out of the way.
And I was like, damn, can we taste it? You know, so that's why when you see my face, I'm like, uh-uh. Because they've cut to me now, like, okay, we tasted your shit. And no, ma'am. So, no. So we voted this one. That's why I was like, no, that's not what we said. We did not vote for your dish at all. And you're up here talking about, well, mine.
Yes.
No, ma'am, put that shit back at the bottom and put up there the three that we voted and let's move on. So, yeah, she did a lot of that type of stuff. Like, even with the night we were on Meats, I know y'all probably saw I was rocking meat the whole night.
Yes.
And it was like, suddenly, I got two raw steaks, but nobody paid attention to the behind the scenes. I'm cooking her lamb for her. The way that station is set up, I was supposed to do chicken and strips. She's supposed to do lamb and Wellingtons. I'm over here showing her how to cut the Wellingtons. I'm over here checking the lamb. I'm cooking the lamb. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really just on meat technically by myself. And then I love the editors at Hell's Kitchen. They so fucking messy. We just got into it that morning at the brunch challenge. Now y'all making me work with her that night on meats. Really?
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. Like,
the chemistry is already off and I'm really sitting over here like, I really don't want to work with this bitch, but
they're going to make it happen. Like,
the so thing it was is, like, it's 24/7. So now you're working with her, but now you also have to live with her. And yes. So it's like now the conflict, you know, just makes its way to you guys in the house as well, or whatever we're calling it, the dorms. What was that? Because you had a big conflict with her that night.
Oh, man, it's beautiful how they edit everything.
Like, y'all, you're like, no, that was like days before or later.
but it's like, I believe you're talking about the table scene.
Yes.
So we're voting, right? And she loves to do this tactic where, let me just go ahead and throw a name out there and, you know, make sure y'all don't vote for me, basically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let me throw all y'all.
Distract people from myself. Right.
So it's like, she's like that person, you know how they just keep talking? And you like, damn, shut up. You ain't let nobody else talk. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I had enough. It was like, you already pissing me off because it's like, you were on meat with me and you like, oh, she's sitting at raw steaks and I'm sitting over here like, but bitch, you know, you just stood there. Like, so you really should be voted with me if we're going to do this as far as meets. So it's like, she's steady talking and I'm like, see, and they caught that part. I was like, see, you with that fake shit and I got to get away from you. Because one minute it's like, oh, teamwork. Now we're at the round table. It's like, oh, well, Renisha, you put up raw meat. And I'm like, but you was on meat with me. See, you changing the dynamics. We always say it, whatever station falls apart, those are the two people who go up. No, she started getting well. this person messed up this and that person messed up that, so send them up. No, baby, you was on the station with those people that messed up, so don't do that. So like I said, the thing about the lady, I give it to her. She knows how to play the game. Again, that's why she's still there and I'm home. So
yeah, thinking like 8 steps ahead of
it's
what's
really
gonna happen. And it's so hard to work with those people.
You fell off a chair.
That was amazing. That's something I would do. And the clumsiest person in the world.
Same.
Oh my gosh.
In that chair. It's up. We got beef.
I loved it immediately. Someone was like, yeah, you're gonna be a meme. Like
and I did. It's crazy. I did.
So funny.
And we knew it because I'm like, y'all, for one, everything is being taped. So I knew they were gonna see that. And so that's why I just laid out, because I'm like, let's go ahead and make it comical, because people
you're like,
yes,
if I'm gonna do this, we're going all in.
So it's like me in that chair. When I first got in the dorms, I always sat at the end of the table. But that day I wasn't thinking like the way those chairs are made, they're like a scoop. It's just like this. So it's like you really like sit in the chair. Me, I straddled the chair. Of course, if you straddle something, you're gonna rock straight back. Yeah. So that's how I ended up falling, because I was like, damn, I straddled the chair. Cool thing about it though, no drink was harmed and no plate was harmed either, because the toy didn't drop her plate and I sure didn't drop my lemon water. So that was one of the fun times though. Like that was one of our good moments, I guess I would say.
You're like, the whole time there was this 10-second increment. Really right funny good moment.
Right. Like it was the slowest fall ever. Like that's what all my friends they like, that's the slowest damn fall I ever seen. I'm like, hey, it was dramatic. You gotta, you know.
You said that you watched all of Gordon's shows. What was it like to see it up close and personal? Because it's one thing to like watch TV and see him throw a steak or something or kick everybody out of a room, but then you are the person that he is thrown out of the room or thrown a steak. What is it like to experience firsthand?
Honestly, it's like you're a fangirl, but at the same time, you like, shit, he cussing me out though. Like, you know, because it's like, you know, it's just like,
right.
Oh, he talking to me, but then it's like, shit, he talking to me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, it's cool, but at the same time, like, especially I can speak from my experience. A lot of the things that Gordon said to me, like he really didn't get like hurtful with me. It was more so like almost like master and student, like, okay, well, you need to do this a little bit better, or take this off and do this like this. I'm not saying you don't have it, but you could do better. So a lot of times when he got on me, it felt that way, like, okay, sensei is, you know, really telling me what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So now I got to get back on it, you know, get my Daniel son on, wax on and wax off. So that's why the last episode, you know, when I got eliminated, you saw my morale go down, because I'm gonna tell you something, that chef that came to judge,
yeah,
he was a snarky little fucker. Like he like,
oh really, really?
Like a lot that y'all didn't see. It was like the way he spoke to me, it didn't make me feel like you were educating me on something that I've never done before. It really felt like you're degrading me. Like, who the fuck, like, how do you not know how to fuse Japanese and French? I'm like, first of all, fucker, I'm from Mississippi. Nobody's really fusing Japanese and French cuisine around here. Not the finest of dinings. You see what I'm saying? So
I know what you mean. Especially Japanese is not like in the, it's not in
it's
the.
Not. And, yeah. And let me tell you something. Mississippi people, you know what they think Japanese is, y'all? Hibachi. So right. Outside of hibachi,
yeah, and sushi, that's like all they got.
Like, what the hell else do Japanese people cook? You know, not being racist anybody, but I'm just being honest.
I understand.
Yeah, no.
And most definitely my demographic, black people, they know is hibachi or sushi. I had to explain to friends like the difference in sushi and sashimi. You see what I'm saying? They're like, I don't want sushi, it's raw. I'm like, no, that's sashimi that's raw. You see what I'm saying? So that's why y'all saw me say, I eat Japanese food, but I never had to cook it because I was never in one of those settings. Now, the French part, yeah, I caught that slick shit Ryan said. He picked me because he doesn't feel like I'm classically trained in French cuisine. See, that's what he was wrong. My disadvantage was Japanese.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Because if anybody paid attention, I did duck breast. I cooked a whole good tender duck breast in less than 45 minutes. The little snarky little fuck just said my dish looked dark or something, whatever. He said poke bowls. Look, sir, I went to culinary school for the terminology and the technical terms. I didn't really think I was going to totally apply that in daily life. So, yeah, that's why I say that judge, he was a snarky little fuck. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I really didn't care for him. If I could actually talk to him off camera and off to the side, I would really tell him, like, sir, you kind of hurt my feelings because you made me feel like some dumb ghetto person. Like, I don't know anything opposed to say, well, hey, you could have done this like this. This is how
this. Yeah, some constructive criticism.
It was just more so like, hey, this is nasty. Right. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Bye. So, yeah, he had really, like, for lack of better words, he really had pissed me the fuck off. So I was just pretty much like, you know what? If this is the way people are treating us, like, you know, like a bunch of food snobs, then fuck this shit. I'll go home. Like, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to do what I love to do, and that's cook. That's why y'all notice I told him I can run the line. He agreed with me. Now that challenge stuff, the creative on the fly, no. Now, if I would have been given a Japanese French fusion, yeah, you would have gave me about 2 hours. I probably could have came up with something. But 45 minutes and I've never done this before, shit, be glad that I tried. You see what I'm saying? Yes. Like, at least I tried, you know, at least, as y'all can see, they didn't say, oh, it was nasty. And then, like I said, the little fucker just said, oh, it looks gray and brown or whatever he said. But yeah, so yeah, all in all, he had really pissed me off that day. Like, I was really over it. I was.
So
that'd be like, oh, we lost another challenge. But I'm like, fuck y'all too, because four of us didn't score. So don't put it all on Renisha. Like,
right. It's not exactly. Just on you. Right. It's always a team thing, especially at this point in the game. Like, you gotta.
And that was the day that you were eliminated. So that was the day so you were already not in a great space, headspace from that, what had happened earlier.
And see, one thing I can say about Chef Gordon, can read that. That's why in my elimination, he said, deep down, I know you're not ready, because he knew. Like, all that fighting me, like, I hate that they didn't show that he pulled me to the side for 30 seconds. Like, the same way he give people, like, hey, come talk to me for 30 seconds. He gave me 30 seconds. So it's one of those, like, yeah, I was more so hurt because that was my first time on the carpet. And he really made me feel like he didn't want me to go. But hey, at the end of the day, it's a competition. 17 of us got to go regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, right. Yes. It's got to be everyone's turn. And yeah, you're right. You're so right in saying, like, he does. He knows what's going on. He knows kind of what's going on in your head and where the morale is. He's done this so many times. So he just, like, he's so good at reading the room.
Fight when you first come in, he can see that, like, when you get into the end of your mark, like, yeah, you're giving up. But like I said, I don't know. Maybe I was just super sensitive. You're a woman, so you know how we are when it's that time of the month. And
it happens.
Yeah, it happened while I was filming. So, you know.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. God, you react differently to situations. You get more sensitive to situations.
Yeah, so it's just like, now I'm sitting here feeling like, oh, this motherfucker is talking to me like I don't know shit. Like, I just sit here and try to do something that I have never done in life. So
under those, like, stressful situations, like, you're already, obviously, just being on the show, you're in a really stressful situation. So just, like, not little things, but something like that can just be like, it's okay. That tips you over the edge. Because
you already got.
Yeah, you're already like, I love it here, but I really want to go home.
You already got people around you that can snarky and snotch, you know, so
it's like, I don't need more of it.
Right, it's the need to compete, but then you have someone, because me, I really want to tell him, like, sir, well, first of all, I don't even know who the fuck you are. You know, sometimes they ask, like, we have chefs such as, I don't even know who that is. I can't even tell you his name now without going and looking up the episode and be like, oh, that was Chef so-and-so, so-and-so. I've never heard of him. I don't even know you. So it's one of those, like, how could you come to me and they're saying, oh, he's a top fusion chef. Well, who is he?
I don't know.
Okay, well, who are you? You know what I'm saying? You're talking to me like I have no knowledge. Yeah, because I don't know who you are.
Right.
I love it.
I love it. Cussing.
No, I was just, I don't know. I just love your honesty with it. I love your spunk with it. What are we doing now? I know it's been a long time since filming. Like, are we right still now, working? Are we?
Yeah, we're still private catering, still private chef, and I really want some of those high-end clients now. I want to travel more.
Push the limits, yeah.
And also, my cousin and I, we're opening a restaurant. We're trying to find a fine dining steakhouse. Country-ass Foxworth, Mississippi, we need some culture, so we want to bring some fine dining down here to these woods. We also opened Hell's Kitchen Miami. We were invited down there.
I saw that. So much fun.
Y'all, it was like, just imagine just being somebody who's first of all, I've never been in a room with that much money.
It looks unreal. I was like, oh my God, look at that.
Yeah, you have some powerful people in there. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Then it's like, you got like, it's the stuff you saw in the movies. Like, you got ice towers with a smorgasbord of seafood, and you know, you got just like they just throwing beef Wellingtons at you, and
yeah. So just and here's $1,000, and here's
like, you know, or something like that. Like, you know, you thinking you about to get a bag, like, what do I have? I have a check in here, you know, something like that. It was just, it just felt that way. And then for him to see me and not act snobbish, like literally walked over, spoke to me, hugged me, took a picture. So it was just like, that felt good, because you know, you would think most of those people would really be like a-holes, like, okay, we filmed the show, whatever, get on, peasant, you know what I'm saying, I gotta walk around, work.
Yep.
He didn't. He was like, hey, how have you been? And you know, we shared a laugh, and he was like, oh my god, you look great, I'm so glad to see you, you know. But yeah, I'm like, of course, chef, I look great, I've lost 30 fucking pounds since you seen me right now, you know what I'm saying. But it was just one of those, like, to still be able to be that open with him and that casual, like, it was just, it was cool. And then to see my, you know, my castmates that showed up, that was really awesome. So, you know, especially the ones of us who had went home first, we were there, so that was like, that was the coolest shit. Everybody looking like, did they stage this? I'm like, no, we just all popped out, like, oh, we got invited to Miami, shit, book a flight, we're going to Miami, you know. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I saw that, I was like, that looks so much fun.
It really was. I would recommend anybody, if you ever get invited to a VIP event, please go.
Right. Like, that's what Pete and I were talking about. That we're like, we need an invite.
We're trying to get invited to.
I need to talk to production about this.
Yeah,
y'all might need to, you know, talk to Fox. Like, hey, y'all.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna drop that already. We're working on
some things.
I'm just gonna text Gordon and be like, hey, dude.
Look, y'all need to plus one.
Right.
But you know, I would love to continue. Like, I really enjoy watching myself on TV. Like, I'm
you're
not
fun, right?
You're so good. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say I want to be an actress, but it's more so like, I could do like a cooking show with personality or something, you know. I can be on a talk show or something, but it was just like so cool to see myself. And I'm like, damn, I'm entertaining, you know? And you know, cause at first I was, like I said, I was nervous because I'm being myself, but you know, you don't want to come off as the angry black woman and but I'm like, no, that's just me, like, you know. But at the same time, I'm glad they show sides, like, I'm funny, I'm also, you know, I'm nurturing, like, hey, I can comfort you, I can.
Yeah, no, you were amazing on camera. Yeah,
you really did. Besides the Carmen, you developed deep bonds with a lot of the people that were there,
and you know, I still talk to a lot of them. I really do, like, even the boys, like, I talk to a lot, like, me and Demir talk a lot, me and Jermaine talk a lot, like, let's see, Mateus, like, Ryan, really all of us. But it's like, yeah, I have personal relationships, like, we all have different personal relationships as well, but we are, like, still very much in communication right now. So yeah,
I don't know if you saw the week that after you left, they did like a little prayer circle, they hugged like a little circle together because they missed you so much. So I mean, your impact was felt in that kitchen to all of the girls, for sure.
And a little tidbit, I know that's not like revealing anything, but it was like, we were actually, I was supposed to make gumbo that night. That's why I was really so hurt, because, you know, we were all talking about our different specialties and our different regions. I'm like, I'm gonna cook a gumbo for y'all. So literally we ordered all the ingredients, everything was there. And then we got called in for elimination. So it was like, and what I said when I was walking out the door, I said, yeah, let's go ahead and get this over with so I come on back in gumbo. And I didn't make it back. So that, like, was really sad for everybody. Mm. Like, oh, so it was like, to see that at the opening of the show, I'm like, oh my God, they felt that way. You know, like, you already kind of saw the faces behind me, because of course I didn't see them till I turned around and waved bye. But it was just like, yeah, I cried again. Cause it was like, oh man, like, people actually cared, you know. And it's like I said, Twitter, those type of places, those people are brutal.
No, it's like, God, yeah.
Yeah, don't go on there.
Don't go there. Don't even go to Reddit. Don't do any of it.
I tell you, like, these people are, like, somebody told me to go look on Discord, and I realized they got, like, a Hotel's Kitchen server, right? And I shocked the shit out of them, because I came in there, and I did a video, right? But I did a video, right? And it was like, hey, it's me. You know, we just want to let y'all know that we see what y'all be saying about us, you know, and a lot of stuff that y'all are doing is, like, really hurtful. You know, like, instead of being fans and just analyze the show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are being, like, extremely, like, rude. Like, some of my cast gotten death threats, you know.
Oh, shit. Like,
yeah, people are nuts on there.
Really are. Like, one of them, the one with the death threat, they told her, it was like, why don't you climb to the tallest building and jump and kill yourself, bitch?
Oh, I don't like that stuff. That's awful.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You know, then you got people like us, you know, the black women, you know, calling us N-words, you know, the N-word bitch, you know, like that. Like, really? So in 2023, we're still.
Yeah,
that,
is that still awful. Okay?
Like, that's still what how you look at us, you know? So it's like, it's good and bad with it, you know? Like I said, you expect fans, but at the same time, you didn't really expect people to be that brutal. And like, I'm gonna be honest, like, the thing that really hurt me the most was like to see like a lot of black people like, wish Renisha Harrington go home. She's making us look bad. I'm like, how? Because I call somebody out on their bullshit, or, you know, Jason lied. So no, you're not gonna sit here and lie and be messy. No, we're gonna call the whole team in.
Yes.
If you said my talking about me, then let's see what my team has to say. So guess what? Now we're about to see how we're gonna govern ourselves in this competition. You see what I'm saying? It's gonna be teamwork when it needs to be teamwork. And then we individuals, if that's how y'all feel about me. That's all I was on. It wasn't starting drama or anything. It's just one of
I got you.
Let's clear the air. If you don't like me, let it be known so I don't get too friendly with you unless I have to. That's right. All.
Renisha, you were so amazing on the show. We were both big fans, and we've been talking about that. So just thank you so much for your time here, and thank you so much for what you brought to Hell's Kitchen. And, yeah, I'm excited to see where you go next and what you're
I
up
know,
to.
I'm going to have to try out the steakhouse.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, and whatever y'all have, give me a call. It doesn't matter. I don't care if y'all have some casting calls or something. Y'all be like, hey, I know somebody in Mississippi that'll be perfect for this. Let me, you know.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck, and we loved watching you on the season. So you know that we will be continuing to cheer you on.
Thank y'all so much for having
me. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renisha.